Local historian Linda Dwyer passed away this past weekend. She was involved in a number of historical organizations, including the Julia A. Purnell Museum, the Knab Center, and the Chipman Center. Greg Bassett is editor and general manager of the Salisbury Independent.
She was a tremendous asset to me. I was just going through recently looking at all the things she's contributed in the 7 years that we've been in business, and it's been invaluable. She's opened my mind, my eyes, to things that happened here, especially in the diversity community, things that I did not know about historically or had ignored or had never been taught. Just amazing how much she was able to teach me about the town that I thought I knew all about.
One of the things that struck me was that she placed a lot of emphasis on the African-American community. I mean, that's how I got to know her initially, through doing a story that it was actually tipped off to by Linda about a town called Georgetown.
Yes, she really did. And, you know, one thing that she did that really transformed my way of thinking, you know, I'd always known growing up here that Frederick Douglass had spoken at some time or another at the county courthouse, and I never thought much about it. But she wrote a little thing about imagining him coming into town on the train and walking from the old train station there in north central Salisbury to the courthouse, what he would have passed, what he would have seen, what the town would have looked like then, you know, being celebrated and with accolades, people on their porches welcoming him to town. And I never thought of it in that way. So one day I did go out to the train station, and I walked it and tried to imagine going past the Chipman Church, the Chipman Center now, and, you know, the old East Church Street before the Parkway. And I tried to imagine what the town was like then, and this sort of a hero's welcome that he received when he gave his address at the courthouse. It's something that I never would have thought to do, a part of history that I never would have thought of, and that only came because of Linda.
One of the quotes I actually came across on her Facebook page under About Linda, there was not much there except that she said, quote, "I'm wishing everyone I've known all the best." Do you think that sums her up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, and when I think about all the ways she handled things so sensitively, one of the things early on, one of the first things we ever did, I wanted to do a story about the old Catholic cemetery, which people don't even know about. It's overgrown. It's over off Nanticoke Road behind where the 7-Eleven is on the side of that hill. And Linda wanted to help me write about it. I went back there, and there was actually a homeless camp back there. I found myself, I walked into a homeless camp back there in that wooded area. And it was very unnerving. It was very surprising. And I would have thought, you know, we need to alert the city that it's there and get those people out of there and stuff like that. I talked to Linda about it, and she said, yes, you know, that's there. And she goes, maybe we should just wait until the weather changes and the camp goes away before we go back there and intrude on their space, you know, to try to write this story. And it was a way of thinking that I never thought of. Her sensitivity was just amazing to think.
Any final thoughts?
Yeah, what Paul Boyd did with that mural there at Isabella Street in Route 50 is just an amazing thing. But that truly was inspired by Linda. She's the one who told Paul Boyd about the significance of that location, that whole Georgetown neighborhood. So every time I ride by that mural, you know, while I admire Paul Boyd's amazing work, I will always think of Linda Dwyer and what she has done for this community to remind us of who we are, who we were, and what we could be.
Greg Bassett, editor and general manager of the Salisbury Independent, on the passing of local historian Linda Dwyer. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.